was my year to get more into sports, but actually, this is about shoes. It's not really about sports.
Sports shoes.
Yeah. So in 2019, there's a sports ball guy named Kyrie Irving. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Have you heard of him? Is he famous?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. So Kyrie Irving plays for the Brooklyn Nets. He signed an $11 million deal with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge because most NBA players who have deals with Nike, $9 million is the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
So the way he got $11 million is he signed on to Jay-Z's agency, Roc Nation, that same year. So they got him $11 million.
So they went in and said, we have this client. You need to give him a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm Jay-Z.
Right.
We're Roc Nation. If this guy signed to us, clearly he's worth more than your piddly $9 million. You're going to have to up that number.
Mm.
So they get him $11 million for a shoe deal. And he has been just like, and he's been working with them. Like, I guess they have a designer. They run it by him. He says what he likes and doesn't like. You know, he is the shoe expert. He plays every day. Basketball ball, I think, is his sports game. So, you know, he's been very involved. So, cut to right now, he has seven shoes out, Flytrap, the Kyrie 7, the Kybrid, all this stuff. So right now we're waiting for the eighth shoe, the Kyrie 8.
Mm-hmm.
So as it turns out, Nike releases the Kyrie 8 on their own without him. So he posts on Instagram. Here's what he wrote. I have nothing to do with the design or marketing of the upcoming Kyrie 8. In my opinion, these are trash.
Oh.
Yes. He says, I have absolutely nothing to do with them. Nike plans to release it without my okay, regardless of what I say. So I apologize in advance to all my sneakerheads and true supporters of the KA11 brand. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the name of the brand in general. So he has publicly already said these sneakers are trash. He had nothing to do with them. Don't buy them. And I'm thinking in his contract, there must be something there that says you can't disparage the sneakers or the brand.
Or you give us all the money back. If somebody gives you $11 million, I don't care what they do. They're the greatest thing ever.
Right. Right. Yeah.
They know what they're doing. You know what? They've been doing this a long time with a bunch of people. And look how much money Jordan has made.
$130 million initially was, I think a lot more since, but $130 million is the number that Forbes says that he made just on sneakers alone.
Jordan?
Yeah, $130 million.
Yeah, and there's some Jordans now that sell for that much. So I think he's made a lot of money off those shoes.
But he doesn't make money off of that. Like if I bought an Air Jordan shoe back in the day and then resold it at auction for a crazy amount of money, that has nothing to do with him at all. So what's really interesting about this, not only did Kyrie Irving come out and like disparage Nike and disparage these sneakers. I mean, they're sneakers, they're shoes. Like, don't disparage shoes. First of all, he fired Roc Nation.
Uh-oh.
He fired Jay-Z. Like, after all of this, at the end of his day, he was like, and by the way, Jay-Z, Roc Nation, we're done. So I think in his contract, what they were saying today, the sports ball people were saying, the agency has 10 days to try to lure him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they have to say, okay, you go your own way. So the rumor is right now, he's got a 4-year deal with the Nets. And I don't know if this is 4 years. I think he signed a 4-year deal. I want to say 2019. So he may be kind of towards the end.
Right.
They're about to start all the free agent stuff right now. And the rumor is that he wants to get out from under Roc Nation because he wants to be a free agent.
Mm-hmm. Well, then
I don't know.
Go
I could be making that up. I know nothing about sports. You may know more than I do. That is what I read. That's what Twitter is saying. That's what some other people who know nothing about sports are saying. But I'm just trying to give you like a button, like an end to this story. Mm-hmm. And the end is, why is he getting out of this major deal with Roc Nation? And the supposed people are like, well, supposed to be, you know, maybe. We don't really know. But so maybe it's because he wants to be a free agent. So there you go. There's some sports stuff, sports stories.
And basketball just ended. So now they're going into their off season. So that's when deals start to happen.
Oh,
you know, the last basketball game happened like 2 weeks ago. So
right.
And
right,
Brooklyn
right.
was pretty close to being in the finals, and they weren't. So they were, you know, like two games away from the finals. But yeah, so he probably wants to go somewhere else and try to make more money. But 11 million, still, somebody pays you 11 million. I'm not saying anything bad about him ever.
Right. I'm guessing it's in the contract that he cannot say anything publicly against Nike. Otherwise, the contract is null and void and he owes them $11 million.
We couldn't say anything bad about McDonald's and they paid us like $4.
I know.
At our last station. If we couldn't even say the new hamburger sucks. We couldn't say that. We'd be called in.
Well, we wouldn't have said that, but remember, it wasn't, I think one time we were talking about Burger King and they were like, no, you are McDonald's people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, but Burger King is in the news and we're also pop culture people and we can't ignore.
Yeah, there was some story about McDonald's that somebody brought up and this shit hit the fan.
Like, oh, right. You're right.
Like, come on. But now we can say anything we want about McDonald's because
anything we want.
They don't pay us nothing. So.